up, what's up, what's up, what's up? It's Moset in the building, bringing to you the Afro Creatives Radio, episode 4. I hope you've been enjoying the episode so far and joining in the conversations as we take you through this journey across Africa. And in this fourth episode, we are going to explore different areas of coping with the current pandemic through the creative arts. And I had a conversation, an interesting conversation, with a lady who is doing a lot in Tanzania, Dar es Salaam. And she is a culture journalist. She is a poet, spoken word artist. She's also a musician. And we sat down and spoke about different things that have happened in the arts sector ever since the pandemic came to our doors. So,
all right,
sit
so
back, relax,
today,
and enjoy.
We have an amazing creative all the way from Tanzania. She is a musician. She is spoken word artist. And she's also the founding member of this poetry association based in Dar es Salaam called Waka Poets. Her name is Caro Anande. Welcome, Caro. Karibu.
Hello. Hello, hello, Morset. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Good to see you.
Thank you. Thank you. Good to see you. Likewise.
Great. And so, before we go any further, maybe people might want to know who exactly is this Caro, and maybe my introduction, you know, wouldn't do much justice to your great portfolio. So, would you kindly just briefly introduce yourself and meet the audience?
Yes. So my name is Caro Anande as an artist, but my full name is Caroline Anande Uliwa. And I'm from Tanzania, as you said, and I'm a creative for sure. I'm a musician, I'm a singer, and I try with percussions. I also compose, but that's been the young part of my career. I've been a culture journalist as well for the most part in magazines, and I have a blog called Nkeka as well. So I've been I write features for various magazines here in Tanzania as well. The region, there's one I write for, which is gets supplied in Kenya, Uganda, and Tanzania, as well Rwanda. I'm also one of the founding members of Waka. It was a pro bono initiative to just bring poets together, and that was since 2013, and it's burgeoned into this club. And we try to meet, but we're always giving peer-to-peer advice to each other. We've done a few projects. We're applying to do more. So that's me in a nutshell.
Wow, what an amazing portfolio. You're doing great stuff. Just to put it out there, I've been that you do at Waka, and I'm honored to say this, that I've experienced a great creative work that you do in Dar es Salaam. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Sure. And to get into our conversation for today, we are looking at, we are traveling through Africa, you know, with this podcast, we're traveling through Africa.
I'm going to be following up.
Yeah. So we're traveling through Africa, looking at the diverse, cultural concepts that we have in Africa, but in relation to the COVID pandemic. So I'm just gonna ask you this: how do you think culture, in the context of, because I know culture is very diverse, and you know Africa is huge, right? So in your own perspective, from a Tanzanian perspective, or maybe even from a Dar es Salaam perspective, in terms of culture, how do you think our culture has been affected by the COVID-19 pandemic?
There's no doubt that there's been heavy heavy effects of this pandemic. My country has not all been affected very much by health-wise, but then especially the cultural sector, there's a lot of connections our community had with the outside world. And so jobs were stopped. I mean, it's really affected people economically. That's for sure. It's affected till now. Things are just, it's affected. And even health-wise, there are effects. You know, people a lot of arts activities, people who are dealing with performances and the gathering of people in public spaces, their businesses have been heavily affected by this pandemic.
That's very true, eh? Speaking of jobs, I mean, as a creative yourself, you're a journalist, but you also perform. You're a performing artist. How do you think the pandemic has affected the work that you do, with regards to if we look at different countries, they put into place these measures to try and reduce the effects of the pandemic, like a ban on gatherings and, you know, travel bans. How has that affected you as a creative?
Yeah, so basically here, since last year, I mean, I remember when it was hit since March, I was going to attend a workshop in Ethiopia. I mean, hopefully it was a process, but I was quite confident that I would pass through to go to Ethiopia. I was invited to Congo for the first time as a choir to go perform. I was really excited, and it just went off the window. It just went off the window. And that's me personally. I did an article in interviewing fellow artists across the board, from sculptors to musicians to I even spoke to heads of arts association, and I spoke to like about 9-10, you know, but covering various sectors and getting inputs from around the country. It's one of my articles on my blog, and I came to find out that people were affected. I had this lady who had her whole year was planned out, and she basically had to resort to doing something totally different. She was starting to sell food to make a living in her own community, and so a lot of jobs got stopped. Up until now, traveling is cumbersome, so people have had to resort to I know incomes have been cut short, that's for sure. For me, I'm getting my gig again. I mean, I had a few last year, thank goodness I was doing other projects with my journalism, but with my performing arts, I have to say it's been really slow. And so I'm having a performance on Saturday, and slowly I can see this year things are starting to pick up again, performances. Because for us, our bans on social gatherings were not as strong. They were strong last year. This year, since middle of last year, really, things opened up, but not really in terms of, because you know, the government would say okay, but then you'd have where the places where these arts are taking place are foreign places. They're headed by or companies that would normally have conferences. They have bosses that are outside the country, so they would have you'd have the policy still apply. So you see people who made money from conferences, just like lending instruments, they get affected. People who are basically having to do with concerts in places like the Alliance Française, or you'd have places like Nafasi, they'll tell you we can only take this much people. And so, I mean, things really changed. And then you know how business is. Once you use up your own, you have, because you know, like with these performances, you have a little savings that they are supposed to regenerate with a weekly performance or with a frequency, right? But once you have the dry spell, pick up again, to have that kind of capital to sort of get things again rolling, it takes time. And so I can only say things are just, we are experiencing new normals. There's some little light in the sense that we've all, people who used to travel a lot, we had artists here who used to travel a lot. They've been mostly inbound now, so we get to have them. But then we see them not really doing their work. So it's people are even diversifying, going into something completely not art. I was doing environment most of last year. I'm also chasing that, so you can imagine.
Wow. Yeah, you know, even from my end, like last year I had a lot of gigs, but you know, got cut because of this. And I remember the last time you traveled to Zimbabwe, you came for a festival. And you know, even when I traveled to Tanzania, when you guys hosted me, it was an art exchange. So
yeah.
I think also, you know, just besides just the performances or concerts, we also look at the collaboration side of things as creatives, because as creatives we love to collaborate, and we love to collaborate across borders. So I think I don't know how it has affected, you know, I know it has affected people like in different ways. How has it affected you, you know, personally, like collaboration wise?
You know, my career was just starting to pick up. So as I told you, I was invited to Congo to go perform by a lady who also was doing something to do with African spoken word poets. I think it was more to do with they call it those slam poetry. And so I was invited to Congo, and I was really excited because my career was just starting to pick up on that end and as a poet. And that just has gone, went dry. There was an arts competition, as I said, that I was already in the starting the process to go to Ethiopia, and that got stopped. But but what I found during the time this year, honestly, I had to just quickly focus more of my efforts towards the work I've done as a journalist. So I've been writing also in the environment. So I found myself in a project that I was working more in the environment. But I still write for the arts. I still talk to artists, and I still am aware of what's going on in the community. People are resilient, and I'm grateful that people, like for instance, now our government has been a bit lenient. People are going back with masks, and I have to say though, I'm blessed. My country, you don't see corona effects in terms of health-wise on the streets as much. You know, people here, it's almost like things are back to normal, to be very honest with you. But then we know that there's still the disease. We still do have a lot of, like, we are very heavily herbal community. So we use that a lot. Oh, I got me some, I'm asthmatic, so you can imagine it's not something I've been saying for. Yeah, but so that's on my end. And my gigs dried up. I had gigs all through the year, mostly for corporate gigs. And those just, woo. As I said, it's starting to pick up. I think I have something lined up for this Saturday. It's as if I'm starting it's like my career has gone back 2 years behind, not three.
A
poet. Yeah. I'm just praying something will come up. There's a gig I'm lining up to work, but then the owners won't give me any money, so I have to put up my own savings, and money has been tight, so I'm just trying to scrounge up some savings so that I can get to be able to pay the musician, the accompanying musician, and the instrumentalist, so we can start something that will be more regular. So yeah, in fact, I'll have a personal question to ask you just after.
Wow.
So it's tough. Cool. It's been tough.
Mm. Okay, and also looking at that, I mean, there's always this spirit of togetherness, you know, ubuntu, unity, you say pamoja. how has that you know, how have artists utilized that in terms of, you know, in this times to try and, you know, stay together and for the better in terms of collaboration and using technology and all that? Do you think that as creatives we have found ways of existing in the new normal, as they say, you know, using the spirit of togetherness, or, you know, just unity or collaboration? I know you did you wrote on an exhibition that happened in Dar es Salaam recently, where you describe that aspect of togetherness and unity, pamoja. So do you think as creatives we have mastered the art of navigating this new normal using that?
I actually, seeing what you're doing here, I'm like, hey, we should be leveraging more. I've seen a lot of people now use online People have gotten way more savvy with this with this situation, and people are knowing their Zoom, they're knowing their WhatsApp calls. People have gotten innovative. Seen like for me, instance, I'm working at an office where I'm extended courtesy. That wouldn't have been easily given to me, even though I'm not people are coming up for each other. Like, I'm so happy I get to be given a space where I can still work up until I get a grant or until I get this going, and I'm not asked to pay for this and that. So people have gone out of their way to help each other up. Someone will give you a low cost, and even when you ask them for a quote, they're like, okay, I know things, times are tough. So people are really holding each other together by just extending, forwarding work when they see someone else would, and just really being there for one another, and people are getting creative, creating work. And what I'm happy about is, like, for instance, as I told you, like, if you look at the, what we call us here is the creatives that are more, because, for us, this, for our country, we have popular music and we have popular movies. We call them bongo movies, and then we have also bongo plays. Those genres are the ones that the public really know as artists. But then there's the sculptors, the fine artists, the musicians who are doing more of Afro soul, like myself. And then you have the community that community, the ones who are the painters, the ones who are the artisans. That community is normally quite heavily engaged with the foreign, because somehow it doesn't get as always good support within the country. So with the pandemic, they've been hit, but then people have been quite innovative. The artisans are selling online. The social media has really, really helped bridge gaps. People are doing concerts online. I've also seen that, thankfully for us, things are lifting, so slowly people are going back to having gigs and the such. But as well, people within the community, people are there for each other, trying to hold one another. But I have to say, there's still ways to go in terms of just allowing, because there's normally so little work. So there's always also the competitive factor. And so I just pray that we get more opportunities so that we can be or more creative, so that we don't have to just think that we apply and you have to put this one out, and scramble it yourself. But I think other than that, we're always there for each other. We're always, I've seen so much more cohesiveness. We also were hit with a big funeral in our country, and during that time, artists came together, we created, and it was really cool. So, the spirit is there, and it's the only thing that's keeping us going.
That's true. Yeah. That's so true, eh? Sure.
It's true.
And, and maybe to conclude this conversation, I know you're passionate about mental wellness. You have a piece that you wrote in particular during the pandemic, which talks about that. Boiled tears.
That one.
As someone who's also passionate about mental wellness issues, I think I would ask you this: what do you think is the, how do you think the African culture, handles mental wellness issues?
I think we have a long way to go with that one. I mean, we have so much taboo. We come from a history that has gone through so much violence and so much that is still, prevalent to date. And so, there's a lack of tools in how to deal with the effects of our mental health, and I find that basically so many things that are not okay in terms of just this it's overly masculine. There's an accepted behavior which is overly masculine. Not that it's masculine that it's just men who exhibit it, but also females. You don't cry. You're tough. I'm a tough woman. I'm a strong Black woman. I'm a strong African. And it's a go mentality, such that even with kids, you quickly orient them. You don't want children to cry. You It's so funny. You see your child is being whooped. Eh?
He's strong.
You're being whooped, and then you're being whooped, and then you're told why you're being whooped. It's like, stop crying. You get whooped. Stop crying. And you're like, have you noticed between the whipping and the tears, that's a direct effect, a cause and effect. Now you're telling me to stop crying, and you're still hitting me. Aish. Yeah. So there's a hardening that has occurred over generations that I really think it's the start to tackle that issue. I think I love the way art facilitates for difficult conversations. I also love the way I'm actually writing a proposal right now for our poetry group to create artworks that will heal the community by speaking of issues through poetry, which has a way of cutting through those difficult conversations. But I really think we're still at the very at the iceberg of it, because and it's so vital. It's so vital, and their effects are there. You know, it affects. It goes right there to the home, because it affects our relationships with our loved ones. It affects our relationships with our at work, and because when you don't have these, when you have these things pent up and you're not healing, then basically you go about creating a society of, it's sort of like a, what we call it. You have people who are really zombies. We have a zombie.
Yeah. It's
a zombie. Yes, a zombie culture. So I think there is hope through art. There is hope through those who are involved. And there are people who are involved. There are people I know, there are organizations I know who are tackling it. It's just there needs to be, the momentum has ways to go. But it's in the right direction. Yeah, I like that you're talking about.
Yeah, sure. Oh, thank you so much. Eh? I think, my word, we've run out of time.
Okay.
You know, when you're having this interesting conversation, time just flies.
True.
Thank you so much, Carol. Asante sana.
Karibu. Thank you so much.
And it seems we still had a lot to cover. I am sure we are going to invite you again very soon, hopefully, and, you know, continue these conversations.
Yes. Thank you, Morset. Thank you so much.
Sure,
I will be following the Afro Creative Podcast. I can follow it on where? Tell me where I can follow it.
Most definitely. You see the links on screen. Just follow, subscribe, like, you know.
Okay. I'll ask you more about
that. All right. Thank you so much, eh? Bye-bye.
Bye.
Sure.
Yo, that was an exciting conversation. Be sure to let us know what you think. And, you know, like Carol Anande said, Ubuntu has really helped us to get through this as artists, as creatives, you know, cushioning us from the impact of the pandemic, because I'm sure all of us have seen the effects, like the impact on the way we do our work, the travel bans, you know, shows have been cancelled, and, you know, it's really been very hard for artists, but we've found ways of navigating this new normal. And so maybe you can also help us to continue this conversation as we find new ways of dealing with this, as, you know, we're all learning how to move forward and how to keep the creative sector going and how to sustain ourselves as artists. So keep the conversation going and keep following the Afro Creatives Radio. Tell your friends to tell their friends, their relatives, and, you know, everyone to join the conversations. Until next time, cheers.